something. Do you remember saving the ashes and making lye?
Yeah.
And then soaking corn and.
In a lye hominy.
Uh huh.
Big hominy.
Big hominy?
Yeah. Now you take that and you put water over that lye.
Uh-huh.
And let it set for 3 or 4 days.
Mm-hmm.
And it'll all come fair at the top.
Mm-hmm.
The water will go to the top and the light ashes stay on the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
Then you pour that out and go get you some good clean corn
mm-hmm.
out of the barn. Now what I mean, no weevils or nothing like that in it.
Mm-hmm.
And put it in there and...
In with the ashes?
No, don't use the ashes. You just use the water off of the ashes.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll put it in there and then we'll boil it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, all the outside skin and what we call the heart, it's a germ of the corn
mm-hmm.
that comes up. It all comes out.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll take it and wash it, keep washing it. We'll get all that off of it, the outside skin off the corn and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Then we store it up maybe a couple of days or something like that. If you want to, if you don't, you can eat it then.
Mm-hmm.
Then you take it and salt it, put pepper on it, and take it and put it in the stove and bake it.
Mm-hmm.
Or fry it or whatever you want to. I think mostly fry it.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's ready to eat. We call it big hominy.
Did you ever call the grits hominy too?
Yeah. There's two different grades. The grits and the coarse, the fine.
Uh-huh. What did you call the coarse grits?
Well, it's just the coarse grits.
Mm-hmm.
And the fine is called fine grits.
Mm-hmm. And you say, yesterday he what, his horse? Yesterday he got on his horse and he...
Rode.
Uh-huh. You say, but I have never...
Rode a horse.
And if you couldn't stay on, you'd say you fell...
Fell off.
Huh?
Fell off.
Okay. And say a child went to sleep in bed and woke up and found himself on the floor in the morning, he'd say, I guess I must have...
Fell off the bed.
And the things that you put on the horse's feet are called the...
Shoes.
What about a game that you play with us?
Huh?
A game you play.
Well, you do that with horseshoes.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever see it played with rings instead of horseshoes?
Yeah.
What was it called?
I don't know what it was called, but then it wasn't a horseshoe. It was another name for it.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, you stick a stop up and then step off so far and throw that ring on the hole of that stop.
And the parts of the horse's feet that you put the shoes on?
On the bottom.
Uh-huh. You put it on the...
Hoof.
Uh-huh. And all a horse has four...
Yeah.
Four what?
Feet. Four shoes.
Talking about the hoof. Four...
Four hoof.
Uh-huh. And... Say if you had some horses and mules and cows and so forth, and they were getting hungry. You say you had to go feed the...
Horse. Feed the horse or the cow.
Would you have a general name for all of those kinds of animals?
Yeah.
What?
The horse? We'd name them maybe Mole or Sally or a cow, a horse or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And a cow, we'd name it some name like that.
Mm-hmm.
Every one of our cows had the names and the horses had too.
Well, if you were going to go feed all the animals, would you say you had to go feed the cattle or the stock or the critters?
Go feed the stock.
Uh-huh.